When I came to Kansas City, all I had was a small duffel bag, some small personal items, some gray sweats, and that was it. And so just reconnecting in society, learning to crawl and then to walk again. Learning the concept of no. And it's the concept that every time that I received a no, I thanked the person. No, we're not hiring felons. No, we don't take applications. No, not today. And every time I heard a no, I thanked the person. And they look at me like, why would you thank me? I said, because my yes is still calling. And once I recognized my yes, the door of opportunity was there. And so as I look back just a short 42 months ago, being with nothing and hopeless, now offering hope daily. And so when I see a person that I know the look of hopelessness, I know the look of wanting to give up and to say, you know what, I might as well throw in the towel. And I encourage them to say, no, take the towel and wipe your brow and let's get back in there. And so because of my personal setbacks and it was because of choices, you know, I did do a 44-month federal prison sentence and the BOP released me to Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, looking at it now, it was divine appointment because my experience helps me to serve the people that comes through these doors daily when they say, you don't understand what I'm getting ready to go through. And I say, no, I honestly understand not having an ID, not having a birth certificate, not having clothes for an interview. Let's get the ID first. Let's get the birth certificate. Let's have a game plan. And I said, and if we come with a game plan, I'm not saying I know it all, but I know what worked for me. Most people are one or two paychecks away from being homeless. But for most individuals, budgeting is not even in their vocabulary. You know, it's the point of surviving. You know, how can I get a meal on the table tonight? You know, how can I feed my kids tomorrow? And so, you know, some of the blessings that, you know, my wife and I, we have is budgeting, you know, talking about our finances, you know, being disciplined in paying bills regularly. But to teach that, to empower somebody, you just have to show them that it does work. Regardless on what you've gone through, regardless on what you've experienced, I do know one truth, you made it. And you'll see a glimmer of hope come into their eye. They're like, you know, you're right. I said, regardless if it's incarceration, regardless if it's homelessness, regardless if you're living on the streets, regardless on what you've experienced, ever how bad it is, you survived it.